Yeah, that still reminds me of the Ren and Stimpy cartoon I saw on YouTube.
The one where he says, it's long, it's big, it's heavy, it's wood.
Yeah.
It's long. Yeah, it's better than bad, it's good. But they had a log they were playing with.
Well, yeah, and a few other things.
Oh, maybe it was a different cartoon you were watching, I don't know.
Key of G, boys. Tell you a story here. Now what I need is everybody to be just a little laid back while we're doing this part of it. You see, some time ago in a place called Chubby's Club LaSalle in the near east side of Indianapolis, Indiana, right next to Arsenal Technical High School.
Lord, I can't go back there.
In a neighborhood that was just made for the blues. On a Thursday night, a bunch of my friends and I got together. And we hosted a blues jam every day, every Thursday night. We called it the Working Man's Blues Jam. 7 to 11, because even though there was nobody in that neighborhood that had a job, we still call it the Working Man's Blues Jam. Yeah, see, we were doing our best that night to get all drunk and telepathic. You know what I mean when I say drunk and telepathic. When you get so drunk that you can actually tell what the folks on the other side of the room are thinking. I mean, that's drunk. Now, see, this is a room full of musicians. And we were all talking about what we wanted to be when we grew up. Now let me tell you something here. Musicians are notorious for never growing up. You see, we might grow old, and sometimes gracefully, but not often. But this conversation reminded me of this confrontation I had with my mama one day when I was just a little bitty boy. I said, Mama, when I grow up, I want to be a musician. She didn't hesitate one second. She said, Son, you can't do both. Ouch. Well, see, I was going to share that story with the audience. It was my turn to get up on stage. You see, everybody's got to take their turn, and it was my turn in the barrel. Ask me about the origins of that saying. I'll be glad to tell you later off stage. But I got up on stage, and I was going to relate this story to the audience about this thing that my mama told me. And just as I opened my mouth, this big red screaming thing came running right by the front of the bar and interrupted me in mid-syllable. I mean in mid-consonant, it was that loud. And it changed my mind, as it did, it changed my mind. And I decided right then and there that if I ever grew up, I'd want to be just like that big red screaming thing that kept me from sharing that story with the audience that night. So if I ever grow up, I wanna be a fire truck when I grow up. I wanna be a fire truck. I wanna be a fire truck when I grow up. I wanna be a fire truck. I'll be big and red and screaming now. I think you catch my meaning. Yes, I wanna be a fire truck. I don't wanna be no taxi. That ain't so classy. I don't wanna be no taxi. All your drunk ass around all over this here nasty town. No, I don't want to be no taxi. I got this high volume hose. I think you know how that goes. Yes, I want to be a fire truck. Tell me something, somebody. I want to let you know this is a true story. Yeah. That's too insane. I don't want to be no airplane. Yeah, be high all the time. Now you know that's a crime. Don't want to be no airplane. I go running all around. Be the loudest thing in town. Yes, I want to be a fire truck. I want to be a fire truck. When I grow up, I want to be a fire truck. I want to be a fire truck. When I grow up, I want to be a fire truck. I go running all around, be the loudest thing in town. I want to be a fire truck. I mean, you got any fires you need started somewhere? I mean, I got a ladder that goes all the way to the top, baby.